Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free as we launch into hour number two of the program, the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are totally free, so you can enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. We roll right into the phone calls, start things out, and talk to Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou.
Yes, how you doing?
Great. Hey, good. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to know. I want to visit a country which is run by libertarians. Can you tell me where I should go outside of America? A country that's not a utopian idea, that's really working as it is today, libertarianism.
There really isn't one. I mean,
the
country was founded in the philosophies of libertarianism.
Well, which country comes closest to your utopian ideal?
Probably, I don't know. I mean, the fiscally freest.
Not just fiscally, but in all realms, the way you think, the free market type of thing in every idea.
Probably America.
So you're saying you are in the freest country.
I don't know. It's a toss up because there are two different studies that are done on a yearly basis. One is done by the Conservative Heritage Foundation. The other by an organization called, I believe it's Free the World.
So what country do they recommend I visit?
Believe it or not, Hong Kong, which technically isn't really a country, but it sort of is.
But that's
you have to be. Come on now, that's a joke. They're talking only about economic libertarianism.
That's correct. That is true.
I'm talking about social and economic libertarianism.
No. Right, and I don't know exactly how socially free Hong Kong
is. I don't
either. Ireland, does very well. Estonia does well.
Because the old joke about libertarians here in America, the definition of a libertarian is a Republican
who smokes pot.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am a Republican and I don't smoke pot. How's that?
No, but seriously, I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
I
want to visit a country. I don't want to deal with
Seriously. I do too, Lou.
Seriously, I have smoked a lot of marijuana, but I'm not a Republican.
No, but I don't want to deal with utopian ideas. I want to go to a place where all these, the libertarian ideal has been around for over 100 years.
Yeah, unfortunately,
even longer. I mean, the ideas of liberty were embraced by
If it's such a great and wonderful idea and it brings such joy to people, shouldn't you think that one of the 194 countries on Earth should be run by libertarians?
Yeah, here's why it's not happening, Lou, because there are people in positions of power that are threatened by these ideas, and they like their power, and they aren't going to give it up easily. So that's why liberty isn't anywhere in the world, because of sick, despotic rulers that want to run roughshod over the freedoms of the people
in
their countries.
So the most libertarian place on Earth is right here in America.
I'd say it's not too far from the truth.
Now, Lou, it is far from the truth, because it's not really that libertarian at all.
It's the closest.
Liberty means that you're free to go and run your life how you want to live it without, so long as you don't harm anybody else in the process.
Kansas. You've been living in Kansas your whole time. You're trying to run off and follow the yellow brick road. Right here is the best place.
That's like saying that we've got the best cancer, Lou. I mean, come on.
No, this isn't the
best place.
I've listened to the show a few times, and I've read Von Mises. I've read all these ideologues, and it sounds beautiful on paper.
Mm-hmm. Just like our founding fathers said,
yeah.
Right?
No, but they were not libertarians to the extent that Ian is.
Nobody's a libertarian to the extent.
No, Ian is a fanatic.
I'm not a fanatic. I'm a free marketeer, and the marketplace. Now, hold on, Mark. The marketplace does everything better than the government can, and if you look in different areas, you can find working examples of why that is true. For instance, where we came from down in Florida, the government decided who was going to pick up your trash for you. It was a government monopoly company that they brought on to do that sort of business. Then we moved up here to New Hampshire. There was no sort of government control over trash service. Then there's five, six, seven different companies.
That's just because of density of population.
Sorry, what now?
That has to do with density of population.
Do explain what you mean by that.
Well, if you get into a small township up in New England, with a couple of hundred people living in one of these small towns, the way they handle the government is going to be much different than a big county in Florida.
first of all, your point's irrelevant. The fact is the density here is relatively similar to where we came from. And secondly, it's just a matter of allowing the marketplace to work, Lou. Here in New Hampshire, where we live, they allow the marketplace to function when it comes to trash disposal. Well, and there are a variety of choices as far as who you can get to pick up your trash, or you can do it yourself if you want
to. But Mark, let me ask Mark, please. Mark, you have to admit that your friend Ian is a bit of a fanatic, wouldn't you say?
I think that his ideas are too fringe.
He carries it to the nth degree. He's
too fringe to appeal to the main audience.
What's wrong with being fanatical about liberty and freedom, sir? Is there something wrong with that?
It's the mirror image of a person like Stalin. I mean,
Ian doesn't want to kill anybody. Ian doesn't want to kill anybody.
You're out of your mind.
You're the mirror image.
Stalin wanted to use force on people, and my whole point is that we shouldn't be doing offering products and services at the point of a gun, which is what government does, Lou, and
no,
it needs to stop.
To me, a person like Ian is the mirror image of the communist.
He's the opposite of a communist.
That's what I mean, the mirror image. What is the mirror image? The opposite extreme.
I don't know
but
that a mirror image is necessarily opposite.
No, it's not a fair... You're not giving me a fair shake here, Lou. I think that if communists want to do their little communist thing, they can do that. So I'm okay with communists having their own little communes to live on. I would never force a communist to accept my political philosophy. It's just that I have a problem when the communist tries to force me to accept theirs.
You know, getting back to what I was saying in the opening segment,
right on,
there's no country in the earth today that follows this kind of libertarian extremism.
Well, Lou, now, republics have traditionally lasted about, on average, 200 years. Do you think we shouldn't have republics then, like our United States of America? As a matter of fact,
a republic is not an extreme form of government.
Neither is a libertarian government where there's just...
Show me an example of a libertarian government that even lasted 2 years.
I'd like to absolutely show you one. How about the United States?
200 is very good. Show me one that...
How about the United States for the first 100 years before Abe Lincoln got in?
You're saying that was a libertarian government?
More so than it is today.
More so. I mean, certainly not if you were black.
With the slavery, that was a libertarian government?
Look, the times were different, Lou.
Nobody said it was 100% libertarian,
I don't support that. Bad, but,
we just said there was more freedom for some people than there is today. Now we're all on the plantation instead of just black people.
Mark, you sound like a rational person, but your friend Ian is a fanatic. And
that's why I'm here, to keep him under control, Lou.
I think we got a phone call for you, Lou. Let's try Josh in Virginia. You're on with Lou. Hello, Josh. Josh, Virginia. Do we have Josh?
Hey guys, how are we doing?
Hey, you're on with Lou. Did you want to talk to him?
Well, I just wanted to respond to two things he was saying about. He said, give me an example of a libertarian country. Well, you guys have already covered the fact the United States was a libertarian country before, for the most part. I mean, there were no drug laws in this country until the 1920s.
That's correct.
Every single drug was legal, and the government was extremely limited in what it could do. So, and especially out west, and even today, we actually still have anarchist communities that actually work very, very well. It's called the Amish community. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and I've gone to these Amish communities. They work very well, and there is no forced use on anyone. If someone breaks the law. If someone breaks the community standards, they're shunned.
But that's the point I'm trying to make. You are in the freest country on earth right now.
Okay, Lou.
We know
you made your point.
Now, I was asked.
We're not anti-American by any stretch, Lou. We love this country.
For example, there's 194 sovereign states on the planet today.
Yeah, most of them run by despotic criminals.
Out of those 194, you would think that such a wonderful idea like the computer would spread around the earth like wildfire. Now, libertarianism, if it's such a wonderful idea, why hasn't one country...
You've asked the question already, Lou, and you've already gotten an answer. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. The answer... Thanks for the call, Lou. The answer is very simple. It's because people in power don't want to let it go. Josh, did you have anything else to cover?
Well, I just find it amazing that an American could call in and say, I've never seen anything about libertarianism. It's just astounding how little people learn in government schools.
I mean, sure.
The Declaration of Independence is the libertarian document, as far
right.
as I'm concerned.
You know, libertarians often call themselves Jeffersonians. You know, Washington has the famous quote that that the government is like fire, a dangerous slave and a fearful master, or something like that.
By the way, I love the example of the Amish community. Brilliant, brilliant point, Josh.
Yeah, One more thing, if I may.
Yeah.
You said a republic is not a radical idea. I don't know what planet he's living on, but in 8,000 years of human recorded human history, there have been what? There have been
a handful.
On one hand, the number of self-governed countries. It is an extreme idea, and that's why it doesn't last.
Thank you for the call, Josh. We appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313. Enjoy the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
One more quick thought before we get back into the phone calls. Lou had called in from Florida. He was curious about, you know, why, if libertarianism, if liberty is such a good idea, why is it that some country hasn't given it a shot yet? Well, the reason is because people in power love power, and they love to wield it. They love to lord power over others. They love the benefits that they get from having power. They love being able to reward their friends and punish their enemies. And even though liberty would be better for everyone, including the wealthy and the poor and everybody, that doesn't matter to the people in power, because they have power and they don't want to lose it. And having a state of liberty, having a free marketplace, would mean they wouldn't have their precious power anymore. It would mean they'd have to go out and make a real life for themselves, make a real living, an honest living, instead of sucking off of the productive, those members in the productive world, the private sector, instead of sucking their wealth out of their pockets. So it's very, very difficult to make something like this happen. Doesn't mean it's not worth pursuing. It absolutely is. This is definitely things that need to be talked about. Pro-freedom ideas,
right.
Marketplace ideas need to be discussed.
And just because something hasn't worked, you know, libertarianism hasn't happened anywhere on full scale yet, doesn't mean that it hasn't happened in small areas, in small ways, in separate different countries. I mean, economic liberty, you can see definitely in Hong Kong. You can see more social liberties in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
You can see there's all kinds of examples. We talked about Somalia and how they don't have a centralized government and how cell phone companies are just springing up all over the place there.
There's all kinds of economic development happening in Somalia.
It's absolutely true.
It's not paradise.
No.
Okay.
No.
These things take time.
Liberty isn't, it isn't utopia, but it's the best thing out there, because every time you employ government, and I'm not saying that government doesn't be, I don't think government's needed in some areas. Every time you employ government, you have unintended consequences.
Absolutely, you do. Let's continue with the phone calls, though, and talk to Ken in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, hi. Two things I wanted to discuss with you. Also, I'd like to say that I think it's really good that you allow people who disagree with you enough time to actually make their points on a lot of radio programs. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, they spit something out, and then the host slams them and hangs up the phone, and that's it.
They usually hang up before they slam. That way the person can't say anything.
Can't even rebut at all.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to disagree, but I do appreciate that you'll actually let me make my point.
All right, let us have it.
Goodbye.
No, okay, the first thing is that the Constitution really wasn't a libertarian document. It gave the legislature power to make laws and regulations, the sort of things that you guys don't approve of. And, in fact, even said that the legislature should do things for the general welfare. So a lot of people sort of try to interpret the Constitution as supporting whatever they happen to think, like the ACLU does that. And
sure.
Actually, we are in agreement on this. At
right.
least you and I.
The Articles of Confederation were a more libertarian document than the Constitution was, but there were some problems, and they decided to solve those problems with big government.
When they compromised with the Alexander Hamiltons and those people, the big central government guys.
Federalists?
There was confusion about that.
Okay. The other thing that I wanted to discuss with you is you started to bring up California's ban on smoking in cars with children.
Oh, how'd you know we were going to talk about that? Yes, that's
yeah.
correct.
And this is something that really troubles me about libertarians. I have some agreement with libertarians on some things, but
most people do.
But on smoking, I just don't think libertarians are reasonable. Often they'll say false things about the science and accuse people who are real scientists of being junk scientists, and because they're against regulation, they have a need to actually try to discredit the real science. You also see people who don't like Al Gore for political reasons, try to discredit the global warming science, not based on them really having evaluated the science and concluded the science was wrong, but rather on political reasons.
You know, I have to disagree because it seems to me that these, you know, the scientists that have been employed to, you know, study global warming are largely just socialists who want to see the UN in charge of things.
No.
Then explain to me, please. I don't know that you know everything about global warming. Explain to me the medieval warm period. Why was it warmer in medieval times than it currently is today? And why would we imagine that the Earth is simply going to stop changing?
Okay.
And why is it warmer on Mars today?
Okay, I can tell you why Mars very well. And I am a physicist, by the way. This isn't my field.
It's great.
This isn't my field in physics.
You still probably know a hell of a lot more.
It's actually pretty far removed from my field, but I can tell you the reason why there's warming on Mars. What a lot of people who disagree with the standard scientific viewpoint say is that, well, it's gotten warmer on Mars besides warm on Earth, and there aren't any SUVs on Mars, and so you can't blame the warming on Earth on things like SUVs.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to argue is that the sun's power output has increased, and that's causing the Earth to warm and Mars to warm. But what they neglect to tell you is that there are a lot of other bodies in the solar system, and the majority of them have gotten cooler. So the idea that Mars warming with Earth is indication that the reason for Earth's warming is because the sun's power output has increased is wrong. And in fact, you can measure the power output of the sun. And during the time when the Earth was warming the most in the 1990s, the sun's power output was actually decreasing. The reason why Mars is warming is because the path that Mars takes around the sun or any other planet takes around the sun is not a perfect ellipse, and it's affected by stray gravitational fields from other planets.
Fair enough. Now, this is all very academic, very interesting, and factual. But really, what's the relevance to our world today as far as government is concerned? Because it seems like the people that believe in global warming, they want government to somehow solve the problem.
As though government's qualified.
Right.
I mean, government is, the United States government is pushing us towards ethanol, which it's beginning to show right now is not the answer. It's not the end-all, be-all that likely thermoelectric power is going to be significantly
better. I don't really have an opinion or knowledge on those things, but I find it objectionable that a lot of people, and they usually have a particular political viewpoint that's different than Al Gore's, will deny the science. And with smoking, it seems to me that it's perfectly reasonable, even from a libertarian perspective, that you shouldn't allow parents to harm their children, and it really is clear.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. And on the issue of parents harming children, I feel very strongly about spanking. I consider spanking abuse personally, and I consider it harming kids. But a lot of people disagree with me, and so I'd like to actually discuss this with you a little bit more. If you'd hang on, 800-259-9231. Very intelligent, thoughtful guy. We'll continue talking.
I'm going to start screaming at him next.
We'll also talk with Hank and Corey and David, and by the way, all guys on hold. Ladies, when you call in, we move you to the front of the call queue, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1461.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1461. That's 1-800-331-1461. 1-800-331-1461.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Narnex Man, and your toenails need Narnex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. WYKI.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website at wiki.freetalklive.com. And are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we go back to Ken listening on WFTL in Florida. Ken, we've been talking about two different issues. And I wanted to keep you on board because we just scratched the surface on one of them. You first talked about global warming, and you made some interesting points about physics and the nature of Mars's orbit and all that. And honestly, I don't know if global warming is true or not. You know, people say different things. I'm
it
not
seems
a scientist.
To be getting warmer.
I'm not a scientist. I don't know. To me, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm going to bundle up if it gets colder. I'm going to turn on the air conditioning if it gets warmer. But as far as what matters is what the government does about it. And I think that people think the government can solve these problems, and it can't. But moving on, because government just can't do anything, right? And Mark, you touched on unintended consequences, and there, every time government tries to do something, it usually ends up either failing completely or having something go drastically wrong. So in some cases, it can do things if they throw enough money at a problem, like build a road. But even then, they've spent way more money than they actually had to do. So then we moved into the area of smoking bans. And California just banned smoking in cars with kids. And you point out that from a libertarian perspective, this should be something that should be done because, well, smoke is dangerous, in your opinion and the opinion of some people. So smoke is dangerous, so therefore you're violating your children by putting them in a enclosed space to where they can inhale that smoke. That would be like using force on your kids. And I understand where you're coming from on that. But I want to point out that I am very, very... And are you still there, by the way?
Yes, I'm okay. There. I'm here.
I want to point out that I feel very strongly about spanking. And Mark and I... You and I disagree on this issue. You think spanking kids is okay.
I think it's one of the tools that a parent should have.
I personally find it despicable. And I find it violent. And I think that it's parents abusing their kids. But the thing about me is, as a libertarian, as a liberty-minded individual... I understand that parents can do some things I disagree with, whether it be smoking in the car with their kids, whether it be spanking their kids, whether it be feeding them some sort of foodstuffs that I might not necessarily agree with. I understand that. It's their if they're their kids. It's their life. If I don't agree with what they're doing, I would like to find voluntary solutions to solve that problem, not throwing people in jail cells, not fines, not government force, government violence. So if there's parents that are doing something with their kids that I don't like, I'm going to let them know that I don't like it and perhaps not associate with them, perhaps not sell things to them at my store, perhaps encourage my friends to not associate with them. Use the power of social ostracism, as our caller earlier who mentioned the Amish, pointing out that they shun people that don't do things the way that the Amish accept things. So do you see where I'm coming from on this? If parents are doing something you don't like, try to be a little more creative than a jail cell.
Well, okay. You see, with spanking, I can see two sides to that. On one hand, you're causing harm to a child. You're bruising him when you're spanking him. But on the other hand, maybe the spanking is going to teach him something that will be useful for him. And so I think people can debate that. But there's no positive aspect to poisoning your children to make them grieve really serious, harmful stuff from cigarettes. And
well, again, the science disagrees.
Right. The EPA study that was done in 1983... The EPA study was done. Has been debunked.
No, it hasn't.
Right. I understand that. Likely you're going to disagree with that.
Well, yeah, but I'm telling the truth. I'm not.
But here's, I'd like to use reason in solving my problems, and it doesn't make any sense to me that a person can smoke for till they're 70 and then finally get lung cancer, but diluted smoke in the air in a home or in a car or something like that is supposed to somehow irreparably damage the lungs of young people.
I'd like to explain that to you. Okay.
I'm listening. You're the physicist.
Okay. You can. It's like there are people who have driven drunk. For many years, and they're 70 years old, and they've never gotten into a crash. But there's some who have. And you can quantitatively determine how harmful secondhand smoke is, that you know what fraction of it non-smokers get. Like a non-smoker that's somewhat heavily exposed gets 1% of what a smoker gets.
Okay.
And with lung cancer, the effect is linear. And so if you get 1% of the smoke, you have 1% of the risk. And if you do that, you get a particular number for how many non-smokers get lung cancer from secondhand smoke. And that's the theoretical calculation. And when you look at what happens empirically, it works out really well. That you can look at non-smokers who breathe secondhand smoke, compare them to non-smokers who don't breathe secondhand smoke, do it quantitatively, and get a perfect match. When it comes to heart disease, what happens is you get an even stronger effect empirically, because low levels of secondhand smoke have a much stronger effect than what you would think from just linear extrapolation. And you can do experiments. You can put people in rooms that have low amounts of secondhand smoke, and you can measure changes in blood chemistry. There's a particular compound called prostacyclin.
All right. It's enough physics, enough facts. I mean, I'm going to take your word for it, but again, we've seen other scientists say that the EPA study was total bunk, I believe it because it's the government. The government is politically motivated instead of scientifically motivated. So, again, we can disagree all we want on the science, but let's take what you're saying as fact, okay? Let's say that secondhand smoke is immensely dangerous and it's going to put people's lives in jeopardy, okay? So we'll accept that as fact. Why do you want to throw people in jail, man?
Okay. Actually, I sort of have a different view. I think that we can disagree on policy, but we really can't disagree on the science. And there really aren't...
Fine. So why do you want to throw people in jail?
I didn't say that I do. Although,
what's the solution then for parents and kids in cars?
Okay, I'm going to answer you. I didn't say that I did, and I think most people who want children protected from secondhand smoke don't want parents put in jail. But
I think you're wrong about that.
Well, I'm a pretty hardliner though, and I actually would go with putting parents in jail.
You would.
But I think that few people are as hardline as I am.
Do you think that would make the kids' life better if they had to go and live in a foster home?
Well, I think that maybe you can give the parents a second chance and, you know, make it so that the parent is told how serious it is and told that they can't do it again. And then if they do it again, then I think that they really are a bad parent. You know, I want to...
And so bad parents, we should have jails.
What happens if they're a bad parent that overfeeds their child? You know, there's a lot. We have a huge,
there's a lot of scientific evidence.
Huge problem with childhood obesity right now. Do you think that should follow? That parents should be able to, you know, be put. They should put parents in jail that allow their kids to get fat.
It's harder for parents to be accurate on that because you have to give your children some amount of food, and you know you don't. You know, it's like, you know, if you can make the same argument about a parent who's given their children heroin, the parent buys heroin for the child.
Well, that's pretty unrealistic.
Say, well, overfeeding them is harmful, but I think that's...
Do you deny the scientific evidence that shows that overeating could be dangerous to someone's health?
No, I don't deny that at all.
So you're not too concerned, though, about parents taking their kids to too many fast food restaurants?
Well, if you really want to ask me on a personal level... Then the personal level, to be honest with you, is that I'm a little bit selfish in that the whole thing with people overeating or having other people overeating, you know, I'm just telling you my personal side, doesn't bother me because it's never going to affect me.
Here's your problem, okay? Yes. Here's the problem with your viewpoint. And, you know, the science is, all the science aside, you want to use government force to change how people behave with their kids, whether it be with smoking. You really care about the smoking issue. But the fact is, if you get your way and you can control how parents behave when it comes to smoking, someone else is going to come along and say, well, we're controlling how parents behave when it comes to smoking, but this food issue, this
trans
is serious.
Traps are dangerous.
Right. We need to make sure that parents aren't misfeeding their children and putting their children's health at risk. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, we've got government inspectors coming by to check and see on our refrigerators to see if we've got too much junk food in the house. Thank you for the call. It's been an interesting conversation.
Okay, thanks, Harry.
But this is a slippery slope. It's dangerous. Are you serious? You want to lock parents in jail cells because they smoked in the car with their kids? I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like a place that I want to live. I may or may not agree with the parents' decision, but they should be free to make that choice, and I should be free to ostracize them. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us if you like the show. And you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy some Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and hoodies and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. We got TBD Classic Archive Collector's Set, the Lighter Bottle Opener Combo, flags, a whole bunch of stuff. Store.freetalklive.com. So we just got off the phone with a very thoughtful gentleman.
Smart guy, Ken.
From Florida, who unfortunately has accepted the principle that government can mold and shape people's lives, that government is a tool to be utilized for the good of mankind, for the good of society. And I think that is unfortunate. And it's no surprise that he thinks that way. That's the way government schools teach us to think.
Right, and that's the way it works right now.
That's what the government wants you to... Well, no, it's not the way it works. It's what government purports to do. I mean, government wants to make society better by banning drugs, and you see how well that worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what government wants you to think. Government wants you to think that government is this wonderful, beneficial tool that if you can get in control of, you can mold society to do what you want it to. Unfortunately, there are so many unintended consequences here. The idea that government, in the case of California, is going to ban smoking. This just passed recently. Governor Schwarzenegger has passed this into law that you can no longer smoke in a car with someone who is under the age of 18. And
I don't think that this is the worst thing to happen to America ever, this whole this banning smoking in cars. I don't think that's the worst thing. But I do think that society's been moving this direction already. This is really just government getting ahead of the parade. I am I'm a cigar smoker. Mm-hmm. I smoke cigars. Now, I don't smoke indoors, or I don't smoke in the house. Currently, I smoke in the basement because, well, I live in New Hampshire now. I used to live in Florida, and it gets really, really freezing something cold here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Sitting outside for a half an hour will kill you. But you know, that would have been pretty much unheard of 30 years ago. Somebody smoking outside, what kind of sense does that make? Does your wife have health problems? No, but now many smokers just smoke outside, even in their own homes. I smoked outside when I owned my own home and lived there by myself.
Makes sense, because if you're trying to sell that house, you're going to get more for it if it's not
right.
Cigarette-y or
so,
smoking.
So society's moving in this direction. I grew up, you know, sitting in the car. I didn't like it. I spoke out to my dad. I don't like it when you smoke in the car. You and your wife smoke in the car. I don't like it. So I think that over time, you know, practices, things change. And I don't think we need a law in that particular area.
How would life have been had dad been thrown in jail?
Life would have sucked. It would have really stunk.
You don't think the foster parents would have been better parents?
You know what happens in the foster care? Some terrible things happen to kids in foster care.
Right.
Something far worse than them getting a little bit of smoke in their lungs.
Right. People seem to believe...
I wanted to make another point. Ken, as a scientist, he supported the science behind global warming that says that it's man-made, and he supported the science behind the EPA study that says that secondhand smoke harms kids. And he made some really great cases for them, and it makes me wonder. But there's scientists, I mean, with the internet, now anybody can go out and read what people have to say, and there's scientists out there that say the opposite of what he says.
Sure.
So what am I supposed to believe? I don't know. I do know that when you put the government in charge of solving these little problems,
they're going to pick a side.
They're going to pick a side.
Force.
And that side is going to restrict your freedom every single time, because that's what governments do. And that restriction of freedom is going to have consequences that are going to be really terrible.
Right. Force has unintended consequences every single time. Restricting freedom doesn't make society better. It just makes society less free. It doesn't stop people from being bad people. It just makes them a little more cautious and a little more careful about it. Doesn't stop people from doing the things you don't want them to do. The war on drugs hasn't stopped drug use at all. In fact, one could argue it has made drug use even more popular than it ever was in the past. And it has made drugs even more dangerous than it ever has been in the past. And so, you know, if you start putting parents in jail, or you use this little second chance system that Ken came up with, well, you get one chance, one warning, and then we're going to put you in a jail cell. And they won't put people in jail cells right away. What they'll do is they'll fine them. And then if they don't pay the fines, then they're going to jail. But that's not going to make people's lives better. If you're impoverishing the people that are smoking cigarettes in their cars, that's not going to help them improve their quality of life. It's not going to help them pay the bills. It's not going to help them put food on the table. And it's not going to necessarily stop their addiction to smoking. They're just going to be more cautious about it. Same thing with cell phone bans in cars. People are just going to be more cautious about using the cell phone visibly. They're not going to stop using them simply because the government says you shouldn't do that. We need to stop turning to government to solve problems. It just is not effective at it. Using force and threats on our neighbors is not a very neighborly thing to do. If we want people to change their behavior, we should use persuasion, okay? We should talk to them. We should persuade. We should give them reasons. We should give them science. We should give them rationale. We should give them something to think about. And if they don't want to change their behavior, then we should ostracize. Ostracization can be so effective, and people will change their behavior in that particular case. And if they don't, oh well. If it really bugs you that much that your next-door neighbor is beating his kids or is smoking in the car with their kids, then why don't you take the matter into your own hands and go abduct their children from their home?
I don't know if I recommend that.
If you think it's but that's what they want. Okay, but I understand that's what you're not recommending, Mark, but that's what people like Ken are asking the government to do for them.
And the government's not going to do any better job than you are, I can tell you that much.
Right. Well, I mean, you'll probably actually take care of the kids, unlike the government. They're just going to put them in a foster home or an orphanage or whatever.
A lot of people in the foster system care deeply about children, but
a lot of people molest the kids and lock them in closets.
Too many.
Yeah. And so, again, when you're asking the government to do these things, you're asking them to commit violence on your neighbors. So why don't you try to commit the violence yourself and see how it feels? Let's go to the phones, do the fun, talk to Susan in New Hampshire. Susan, you're on Free Talk Live. All I'm saying is come up with some voluntary solutions. Be a little more creative than government force. Susan.
Hello?
You're not Susan. Is this Susan?
Funny sounding Susan.
Can you piss my ass?
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
You must have done a pretty good job sounding like a woman, huh?
Must have. We're going to have to start screening all female callers as well, I guess. So take note of that, board op, and we'll continue with the calls here and go to Hank in Fort Lauderdale listening to WFTL. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hi, gentlemen. Ken does have a right to tell people not to smoke as long as he's willing to go to work for them every day and to pay their taxes. If not, then that's tyranny. I have the answer to why there's not more libertarian societies. It's because people allow the government to disarm them. My understanding of how the Second Amendment came into effect was the Founding Fathers observed that throughout history, societies in which weapons were widely distributed among males of military age tended to be free, and societies in which weaponry was monopolized by the ruling aristocracies tended to be oppressed.
Plus, they hated standing armies. They saw standing armies as a huge drain on an economy, which back before the government could just print money willy-nilly, you know, just for fun and to finance its wars. You know, that was, it's true. I mean, armies are a huge drain. I mean, look how much this foray into Iraq has cost us.
And there have been libertarian societies. The Boers in South Africa had no government. The Quakers in colonial America had no government. In fact, when William Penn got a charter from the English government to come over and start taxing the Quakers and claiming Pennsylvania as his own, one of his agents came over and was asking the Quakers, where is the government agent that I can deliver the papers to? And they told him, we have none.
Yep, and also ancient Iceland had a very libertarian, liberty-oriented system as well. So there are some examples in the past, and again, there are still some examples today of how the marketplace is far more effective at doing anything than government, well, except maybe blowing people up and causing all kinds of destruction.
Well, you know, the cardinal error that the Founding Fathers committed, and this was the major mistake of classical liberalism, was they assumed that government could be kept small and limited.
You're right.
You cannot keep government small and limited. Once the principle of government, that is judicial monopoly and the power to tax, is admitted, and in fact if we admit that it's even just, any notion of restraining government power is just an illusion.
Thank you.
Hank, are you a anarcho-capitalist then?
No, I've been a libertarian since I was 20 years old.
So do you believe in no government whatever?
Yeah, I believe in Murray Rothbard. He said the correct tax rate is zero.
I am with you, Hank. I am so glad you and I like-minded. I like to call myself a free marketeer libertarian, however, because there's different libertarians. Like Mark here calls himself a libertarian, but he believes in a minimalist government. And I used to feel that way. I used to believe in the Constitution and small government, but then I came to understand what you do, and that is that the Constitution, while it was a nice idea, it just didn't work. You can't limit government. And all government ever does is grows and gets more oppressive and more intrusive and more expensive. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hour three is on the way. You take control of the airwaves. The marketplace is the answer. Freedom and liberty, that's the solution. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.